Now, there's a term used in psychology called a peak end rule. What people tend to remember the most is the things that is peak or the end of things. When things go really, really high and it's at the peak, the experiences, the exposure that you are into those peak moments, or the conclusion or the end things that's good or was excellent. Those are things that we tend to remember or be fond of more in our life. Let's say, a movie. There is nothing really spectacular about the movie, but you just watch it. But toward the end, there was this twist and reversal, and it just made the movie so much worth to watch. A sports game. It wasn't an ordinary sports game that, it was just points here and there and nothing fancy, nothing really spectacular. But at the end, a buzzer beater goes on a few seconds, milliseconds right before the buzzer, and it just makes that sports game the game of the year. You might go to an amusement park, and in an amusement park, if you went to that roller coaster, and if you stayed enough late to that watch the fireworks or the laser show, that you remember that day was fun because of those peak and end moments. Similarly, in our life, we have highs and lows, and we have many different things, but what will remain deep with us, what would impact our life for our future, is how to end things. So ending is very important. And by that, we are trying to end this year, 2025, only 3 days left before there's another new year coming. And it's a crucial time to remember how to end this year well, because the trying to finish the race with good and faith integrity, we can remember this 2025 to be good, and that good and well done or finishing off carries on to the year follows in 2026. The arrival of the new year, however, most likely will never, will not probably see nothing spectacular changes. I mean, we will still be in a similar situation next week. Now, 1 week from now, we will be into new year 2026. But most likely, there won't be any spectacular changes into getting into the new year. But we do place more emphasis, focus on special meanings to days like today, the last Sunday, or next week, the first Sunday. And we put emphasis because why? Because we desire and hope that something will be better in our future. The year end Sunday, that's where we are. And we must ask ourselves, how can we bring this year to a beautiful closing? Ending is important. And our life is just full of important times, filled with countless beginnings and endings. And we must not let these things, moments, pass without meaning. Why? Because we're called to reflect. We reflect, okay, we have lived this far with these things, and hopefully we can do better next year. Now, today's passage tells us a story of a greatest victor, one of the great victory of Israel's history. Now, the Philistines, they were enemies. The Philistines attacked the Israelites. They were doing bad things to Israel. So they had a difficult time with Philistines. And they suffered many things. Even they lost the ark of God to the Philistines. So they took the ark from them and they lost it. And the enemies took them and they had their problems with the ark, and so they returned back the ark. But when the ark came back, there was still problems. So they had to put this ark to a hill country far away from their living spaces. And this ark stayed in the mountains for 20 years. In these 20 years, there were so many problems that people said, all right, there's got to be some ways to change things. Maybe. Maybe we need time to go back and go back to God and ask God to make some changes in our lives. So the prophet Samuel called everybody to this place called Mizpah. And this Mizpah was a place they called out to God, God, we want things to change in our life. And Samuel told them, okay, if you want some changes in your life, we need to make ourselves right before God. Change your life so that God will in turn give you better things in our life. So he called for a repentance. All right, we need to repent all our sins. We've been worshiping idols. We've been worshiping other things, money, prosperity, family, my own self, all other things but God. We need to repent. And they were just coming together and they said, all right, we are going to make decision. Yes, we need God in our life so that we are going to put God first in our life. So they were all coming together and repenting, and they were shouting, God, help us. And guess what? The Philistines heard about it. All those Israelites, they were gathered to one place, and they were just praying, and they're just doing something religious. So this is a prime opportunity. Let's go and kill them all. So Philistines, they gathered all this military, and they were coming after Israel in this Mizpah. From distance, they're looking at these Philistines coming, trying to attack them. Israelites, they were praying and praying. They were all upset and they were panicking and said, Samuel, do something. Please ask God to deliver us from this attack. We are going to be all doomed and we'll all be scattered and we'll all just be destroyed. So Samuel prays to God, God of heavens, come down and have pity on us. Help us. And that moment, God sent his thunderous voice, confusing all the Philistines. And that confusion, Israel had a counterattack and destroyed and drove out the Philistines and had the greatest victory in their days. Now, after this victory, Samuel set up a stone at this site called Ebenezer. And this said, thus far, the Lord has helped us. He set a stone and said, all right, this is the stone to commemorate that God had helped us. A testimony that their victory was because of God's help. And that's the beautiful ending of today's story. Samuel and the people concluded that the battle came to a conclusion and they won the battle because of God's wonderful help. A beautiful closing. Now, you and I, we should be seeking that kind of closings in our life, to seek a beautiful closing in our life. I mean, you and I, we cannot turn back our time, but we can finish well. And how can we begin this new year 2026? Well, what does beautiful ending look like, and what should we be looking for? I'm going to tell you about three things. First, a beautiful ending is marked by gratitude. Gratitude. After the victory, Samuel commemorated this Ebenezer. It was God's help that changed and gave us the victory. You know, what we need to conclude in these 3 days remaining of this year, what you need to go back in your personal life is this. 2025, there was some struggles. Yes, I had some difficulties. Yes, there were some challenges. Sometimes I failed. But boy, if God had not been with me, and if God was not on my side, if God did not help me, I could never have made it. It was God's help that brought me to where I am. And God's grace was so abundant in my life that I am finishing this year by God's grace. The most important thing is Ebenezer in our life. Yes, Lord, I had troubles, I have difficulties, I have some pain, sufferings in my life. But it was you. Your grace was able to put me through, to manage through, to go through all the challenges. Thus far, the Lord has helped us, Ebenezer. Indeed, we need to acknowledge and confess that God is at the center of 2025. And I challenge you to do that the remaining 3 days of this year. Yes, Lord, it was you who helped me. It was that Ebenezer in my life that you have thus far helped my life. To confess that, to acknowledge God's grace in my life, to give thanks to God is how we can finish this year with a beautiful remarks. Thank you, God, for enabling me to finish well. Thank you, God, for granting me health to give a good fight this year. Thank you, God, for resources and a band of people around me that was able to pull through all these things in my life. Remember, everything is from God. That's how we finish beautifully this year. Secondly, a beautiful ending requires repentance. At the heart of this gathering, Mizpah, that assembly was all about repenting. Samuel called and said this, 1 Samuel 7:3, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Asherahs and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." People, they needed to turn back to God so that God can do his wonderful things in their life. The gathering at Mizpah was a deliberate act of repentance. That's what they did. "God, we're sorry. We've done wrongs. We haven't pleased you, but we please ourselves. We tried to only look after me, not you." So it was all about repenting before God so that God can intervene and do something for them. Remember King David? David, in his kingdom, it was stable and everything was good, and he was just, you know, enjoying all this prosperity and peace. But he fell into temptation and committed a grievous sin. What began as a moment of lust spiraled into a deception and even murder. When confronted by the prophet, however, prophet came along, Nathan told him, but David, he could have just silenced him. "Hey, I'm king, you're nothing." Or he could have just refused him, reject him, or denied the truth, or shifted his blame on him, but he didn't do that. When Nathan came along, what King David said, "Oh, I have sinned before God. I have sinned." He admitted his sin and he repented, and God forgave him. If we desire to conclude this year beautifully, to desire beautiful ending is to look for beautiful start of new year. Repentance is essential. We need to look back this year. We have failed God. We have not pleased God. We have put God on, we shoved him off, put him corner or somewhere unknown, instead of acknowledge God in every moment in our lives. We need to come to senses, yes, I have wronged Lord in my life. I have forsaken God. I have been so away from God this year. And we need to repent. And when we repent, we don't carry that burden that we carry today. When we repent, that burden is off from us. And we can begin new year with fresh. But when we don't repent, we carry that load of weight along with us into the new year. We are beginning a new year, but we carry the old baggage if we don't repent. Why do we need repentance in our life? We need to relieve ourselves from the load and weight of this year. new year is coming. The new has to be new. But if we don't repent, then we are only carrying on those bags, load and weight into the next year. So spend the next 3 days before this year goes off. Spend your time reflecting this year. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, to show you where you've been wrong before God. And spend these 3 days repenting, repenting. Mizpah, Ebenezer came only when they repented. Finally, number three, a beautiful ending includes a new resolution. The Mizpah gathering did not end with a repentance alone, but people made a new commitment. They said, all right, from now on, we will serve God only. True repentance must lead to renewed determination and outlook. Remember the rich young ruler? He came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, I want to know about this eternal life. What must I do? He knew many commandments, but when Jesus called him to a deeper surrender, he frowned. He did not want to go into that kind of sacrifice in his life. He went away sorrowful, missed the life he desired in his life. As we send off this 2025, we too have areas of shortcomings and regrets. Let us not step into a new year unchanged. Instead, let us lead with new, renewed resolution. For this new year, I want to make it right with God. I will always ask God. Whatever I do, what decision I do, wherever I go, whatever I want to do something, I am going to make a resolution. I'm going to decide that for the new year, I'm going to inquire of God first. And I'm going to make it as a habit next year, and may God help me that I can do it throughout the year. And I'm going to make that as a decision my year, in my year for the coming new year. Or you can say, I would always pray for the first thing in the morning. I'm busy, so try to catch up with many things. I forget to pray. I'm going to make my decision for the next year. I'll make next year different. The moment I wake up from my bed, as the moment I open my eyes, I would always start the day with prayer. And throughout the week, I will try to rely on the Holy Spirit that He is leading me and try to be sensitive of God's leading in my life. Or you can say, well, I give my best praises and prayer every time I come to church. Sometimes I'm just half there. Sometimes I'm quarter there. Sometimes I'm not even there. I'm bodily there, not my mentally. But I will come with full spirit. I'll make myself next year that I am going to give the best worship and best praises throughout the year. Whatever it is, make a new, renewed decision in your life. For the next year, I will be different before the Lord. Israel's victory over the Philistines, it testifies this. Humanly speaking, they couldn't win over this battle. It was God's intervention, God's help into their situation. The coming year, 2025, we don't know whether it'd be easier or it'd be more comfortable. We will probably still face difficult challenges and uncertainties. But in such times, we must cling even more tightly to God, even more closer to God. The Bible commands us that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. In the wilderness of this coming 2026, God is more than able to provide the manna that we need every day. Yes, God can. So we need to come to God in a different way, with gratitude, repentance, with renewed heart, new decisions in our life, and to end this year wonderfully, and that will lead us to a beautiful beginning of New Year 2026. So I'm going to ask you right now to do that as together. Let us close, bow our heads and close our eyes and bow your heads right now. Let us spend some time in prayer. I'm going to ask the pianist to pray, start a little song for us. And we want to give this three things reflecting my life this year. God, I thank you. I want to thank you for this year. Yes, there are some things that I don't like. There are some things that I don't enjoy. But thank you. You have helped us. Can we spend about a minute or two just praying, thank you, God, for the year 2025? Father, we thank you for this wonderful Father. We thank you that helped us. It was your grace and it was your mercy. Without your mercy, I could not have pulled through. Without your help, I would never be here, be able to say thank you. We do want to also repent of our year, 2025, as we close. There are things that we are not proud of, we're ashamed of, we feel sorry to God, we failed God, we've been away from God in many, many ways. So why don't we spend about a minute or two praying, Lord, forgive me my wrongs, help me to be right with you, Lord. Let's pray about a minute or two of repentance. Father, we pray, Lord, you will just pray. I will give us trust. Lord, give us just one strength, Father. We give you moment to moment. Based on our thanksgiving and repenting heart, we want to make a new right heart, a renewed heart before God. Father, for the coming new year, I make myself this decision to change from my old ways. I offer up to you this decision. May you be pleased with this decision, and you would help me more so in the years to come. So Father, make me to make this rightful, good, holy decision for the coming new year. Let us pray for a prayer of this new heart and renewed heart for next year. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this new opportunity to give us to pray for the coming new year. I pray that you will just grant new things of my life. Father, pray to us. Testimony. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this year of 2025. We want to close it right. We want to make it right. A beautiful ending with thanksgiving, repentance, and renewed decision before God. Father, we ask you that you would hear our prayers and you would help us to face this coming new year, 2026, a blessed new year. Help us to close beautifully and continue with blessings of your abundant grace, that new year will be a wonderful, wonderful, blessed new year. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to reflect our past and look for the future. Thank you. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen.